engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, you once were alienated and hostile in mind because of evil deeds. God has now reconciled you in the fleshly body of Christ through his death to present you holy, without blemish, and irreproachable before him. Provided that you persevere in the faith, firmly grounded, stable, and not shifting from the hope of the gospel you have heard, which has been preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, am a minister. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God himself is my help. God himself is my help. O God, by your name save me, and by your might defend my cause. O God, hear my prayer. Hearken to the words of my mouth. God himself is my help. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord sustains my life. Freely will I offer you sacrifice. I will praise your name, O Lord, for its goodness. God himself is my help. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. While Jesus was going through a field of grain on a Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands, and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? How he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priests could lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared it with his companions? Then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of people, we all know them in our lives, who say, "I don't have to go to church. I believe in God. I pray to him. I try to be a good person. Why do I have to go to church?" And actually, what St. Paul said in today's first reading gives us a very substantial part of the answer. He says, God has reconciled you. And many of those who don't go to church believe that. Oh yeah, God has reconciled us. I turn to him for the forgiveness of my sins. Okay, so far so good. But here's how Paul says it. God reconciled you in the fleshly body of Christ. The fleshly body of Christ. He's making a point here. He's emphasizing something. He had said it. Let's turn to some other parts of Scripture here. He had said it to the Ephesians as well. In the second chapter of Ephesians, he, Christ, is our peace, he who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims, that he might create in himself one new person. Through his flesh, Paul says. In fact, right after the passage we just heard in the first reading is when St. Paul goes into the teaching about how he fills up in his own flesh what is still lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of the church. And we see in the New Testament too this teaching, and I refer to a couple of other passages here, that we are not saved by the mediation of angels. There were various groups around who basically worshiped the angels or had such a strong emphasis on the angels that it put some other aspects of theology and spirituality out of balance. Sure, we believe in angels, and angels have a very important role. But it is not through the mediation of angels that our salvation is accomplished or that we are reconciled with the Father. We are reconciled with the Father through the flesh of Jesus Christ. He became incarnate, and then he offered that flesh and blood on the cross in order to save us. It was by the nailing of that flesh to the cross, by the shedding of that blood on the cross, that we are saved, that sin is destroyed, that death is conquered. And then the offering of that body and blood of Christ continues right here on this altar. The actual flesh and blood of Christ come to this altar, and we partake of them as a continued process of salvation unfolds. There were those that denied Christ come in the flesh. Look at the first letter of John. Let me go to it in the fourth chapter. First letter of John, fourth chapter. And we read there about the teaching that was circulating at that time, the spirit of the Antichrist, actually, John calls it. Let me read the beginning of chapter 4 here. Beloved, do not trust every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they belong to God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ come in the flesh belongs to God. Every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus does not belong to God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. Now, there have been always teachings going around that only emphasize the things of the spirit and that look down on and devalue the things of the flesh, saying the soul is good, but the body is bad, saying that God created spiritual things, but an evil spirit created physical things. This is not Christian teaching. This is not biblical teaching. Biblical teaching is that God created everything. Everything is good. This includes the things of physical nature, including the human body, and that they have to be respected, and that the human body, furthermore, is an aspect of you and me as a person, as a human person. A human person is not an angel, is not an animal. A human person is body and spirit together. Jesus Christ came in the flesh to redeem us. And so back to those who say, oh, well, you know, I don't have to go to church. Oh, really? God just saves you spiritually? Is that the Christian teaching? Or did he die on the cross? Did he give his flesh and blood? And did he say, unless you eat my flesh and blood and drink, beat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you? He wants us to come in contact with the body that saved us so that our body can consume his, can become his. We all become one body in Christ, this, the mystical body of the church, by feeding on his physical body, which was nailed to the cross and rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, and which one day we will be able to embrace. This reminds us of the importance of everyone's body, including the little babies in the womb. You know, in these days, I've been very busy with media interviews about this law in Texas that was allowed to go into effect just a few days ago by the Supreme Court. 85% of the abortions in Texas cannot legally happen right now because of this law. Protecting babies when the heartbeat is detected. Notice, it's the body. The heartbeat is detected. Heartbeat can be detected about 6 weeks into pregnancy, measured by LMP, last menstrual period. These babies are now, and should be, not only in Texas, but throughout the country, should be protected. The body, the human body, has to be protected, has to be respected, is an aspect of who the person is. It's not just about spiritual things, and it's not just about loving the babies spiritually. Sometimes people, it's hard to imagine this, but sometimes people actually try to minimize the significance, the moral impact, the moral tragedy of these babies being put to death every day by the thousands by abortion. by saying things like, oh, well, you know, what the real damage is people spiritually, ruining their soul, ruining their salvation by choosing abortion. Yeah, that is pretty terrible that they're ruining their salvation and committing sin. Hopefully they'll turn, repent, and then they can be forgiven. But the point is, don't minimize the physical destruction of the body. That is the sin. The physical destruction of the body matters to God. It matters that the body be protected. It matters that human life be saved. It matters. It matters so much that Christ Jesus took a human body of his own, saved us through that body, and makes that body present to us even now. Let us embrace his body. And by recognizing him in the flesh, Jesus Christ, let us embrace the dignity of every human body, including the smallest and most defenseless in the womb. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.